Chapter 14, House. I didn't move to the Fruit Valley, but I decided to build another house there. I started to visit the valley more often. Step by step, I was building a house there. The house was small. There was a double fence around it. The house was protected like a castle. Again, I used a ladder to go in and out. But I had also stairs on the inside of the fence. I used stairs on the inside and I used ladder on the outside. This activity took me the whole of August and the beginning of September. But I enjoyed it a lot. The Fruit Valley gave me so much energy. I felt so healthy and strong there. Sometimes when I was in the valley at night, I watched the moon and the stars. I thought about my wife. I thought about my family in England. I knew that they could see the same moon. They could see the same stars. But we couldn't be together. I thought about my family very often. I wished the best for them. I also thought about all the people who could see the moon. I imagined the places where they lived. I felt connected with all the people. Sometimes I felt connected with the whole universe. I also thought about God. I had some questions for God. I asked him, "Why am I on this island? What is the reason for it? Why am I still alive when my friends are dead?" I didn't have answers to many of these questions. But I trusted God. I believed that he knew what he was doing. Then the rainy season started. The rainy season continued until the middle of October. This was my first year on the island. When the rains ended, I returned to my valley house. I saw that the fence was all green. New leaves were growing everywhere. This wasn't only beautiful. It was also useful because my house was hidden. It was really hard to see the house. The leaves created shadow. It was very nice to stay there. I decided to make a fence from the same wood around my first house too. When the rainy season was finished, I put my corn seeds into the ground. I was afraid that something bad could happen. I only used a half of the seeds. This was a good idea because, unfortunately, none of these seeds grew up. I put the second half of the seeds into the ground before the next rainy season. This time, they grew up all right. I could say that I had a little farm on the island. I could see that the seasons on the island were different from England. There were no spring, summer, autumn and winter on the island. But there were two rainy and two dry seasons. With this information, I could now plan when to put seeds into the ground.